that he caught his daughter and niece dancing in the woods. Abigail exclaims that all they did was dance. They did not call on any spirits, and that Betty was not witched. Paris pleads with Abigail, telling her that if she was holding something back, she better tell him, because if his enemies found out whatever she was hiding, they would ruin his reputation and name. He exclaims that he swore he saw a dress on the ground and a naked body running through the woods, that Tituba was waving her arms round and swaying like she was a beast over the fire. He also said that he heard screeching and gibberish coming from Tituba. Paris tells Abigail that he has worked 3 long years to get the people of Salem to understand and conform to his ways. Now, with a good thing coming from the parish, he's worried that Abigail will ruin his character. He turns to Abigail, asking whether her name was still in good standing, because it has been 7 months since she has worked for Goody Proctor. Abigail exclaims that Elizabeth hates her and has been spreading lies about her. Paris wonders out loud why no other family has called upon her to work for them. Abigail is aghast, saying that they want slaves, and she is not a slave. Mrs. Ann Putnam, who is 45 and haunted by many deaths, enters. She is shiny-eyed, asking Reverend Paris how high Betty flew. But Paris doesn't have any idea what she's talking about. Her husband, Mr. Putnam, who is 50 and a well-off landowner, comes in and goes over to the bedside. He gasps, saying her eyes are closed. Mrs. Ann Putnam walks over and says that Ruth's eyes are open. Paris turns to her, asking if their Ruth was sick also. Mrs. Putnam exclaims that it wasn't that Ruth was sick, but it was more that her soul was taken out of her body, that she walks but doesn't eat, hear, or even speak. Putnam asks if Paris has sent for Reverend Hale and talks about how Hale found a witch in Beverly. Paris tells Putnam not to leap to witchcraft, for the people of Salem would drive Paris out of town. Putnam exclaims that there is a witch laying vengeful spirits on people, and that Paris needs to come forward with a charge of witchcraft against his house. But he is reluctant to admit to such a charge. Anne says that they sent Ruth to Tituba, since Tituba is able to speak to the dead. Now, Ruth is not the same, like there is a demon sucking the life out of her. Paris turns to Abigail, asking if she was conjuring spirits, but Abigail denies, saying that Tituba and Ruth are the only ones doing the conjuring. Mercy Lewis, the Putnam's servant, enters. Mrs. Putnam asks her why she left Ruth, and Mercy exclaims that Ruth's grandmother was there. She then says that Ruth had sneezed a very powerful sneeze. Mrs. Putnam was overjoyed that Ruth showed a sign of life. Putnam and Paris argue a bit more about Paris coming forth with the witchcraft charge in his home. Paris wants to think about it, but Putnam believes that if Paris comes forward, the townspeople will bless him, instead of Paris's worst fear of shutting him out. They leave with Mrs. Putnam to go to lead the townspeople in psalm. Abigail and Mercy are the only ones left in the bedroom with Betty. Mercy talks about how she had to beat Ruth to get some life back into her, and that Abby should try to do the same. She holds Mercy back and tells her that if they question her, all they were doing was dancing in the woods, that there was nothing else beside Tituba conjuring Ruth's dead sisters. Abigail also tells Mercy that Paris saw her running naked through the woods. Just then, Mary Warren enters in a panic. She had come from the farm to let Abigail know that the whole town is abuzz with the talk of witchcraft. Mercy points to Mary and tells Abigail that she will be the one to tell. Mary frantically says that witchery is a crime and that hanging is the punishment. It'd be exactly like what happened in Boston 2 years earlier. Betty starts to whimper and the girls run to her. Betty tries flying again, but Abigail pulls her away from the window and says that she told everything to Betty's father. Betty yells out that Abby didn't tell Paris about the blood charm and that Abby drank to kill Proctor's wife. Abigail smacks Betty across the cheek and tells all three of the girls to never mention that again. The only thing that happened was they were dancing in the woods, and Tituba conjured Ruth's sisters from the grave. She also exclaims to the girls,